Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Now, have you ever dreamed of starring in a big musical, singing and dancing on stage? Even reading this is making me camper. Well, now you might have a chance because there is an open casting call, i.e. open to members of the public to star in the iconic musical Little Shop of Horrors, one of my faves, this summer. And the general manager of the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, Stephen Falloon, is here to tell me all about it. How are you?
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Now, is it unusual for you guys to cast a production like this, obviously?
Well, I guess because, you know, we've been open 15 years now,
and we're, are you?
Yes, 15 years on March the 15th.
Well, congratulations! Yeah. It still only feels like 5 or 4 years.
What, yeah, and I've been there since the start. I looked about, you know, 30 years younger back then. It certainly aged me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we are technically a receiving house. What that means is we receive productions and tours and stuff.
Yeah.
But when 2021, when we were closed down, we got very luckily we got some money from the government and we put on our own show. West Side Story in concert. And what we did, we brought 73 of the best Irish performers, musicians, you know, backstage crew, and we put them on stage. And it was remarkable to see the depth of talent that we had in our own country. And these people were working on The Lion King, The Book of Mormon. They're all, you know, unfortunately, there's no musical theatre culture in Ireland.
Yeah.
So they have to go to London, New York, wherever to get employment. So it was great to do that. So it's always been in our heads that we would love to do it again.
Yeah.
And now with our lovely producing partners, TheatreWorks, we have decided to do our own production of Little Shop of Horrors.
And, like, hats off to you guys. Like, you really have cornered that part of theatre. You own it in this country now, don't you, really? Musical theatre. Because actually, I lived in London for years and the it's such a cultural phenomena in the UK. People love musical theatre. They go all the time.
Yeah.
Where we only kind of copped onto it about 20 years ago. And now I know lots of musical theatre fans here as well.
Yeah.
So congratulations. 15 years, I can't believe that. But this is a proper... when you get cast in this, this is a proper job, right? You get paid.
No, sorry. This is an absolutely professional production. You will be paid. We start rehearsals on 30th of June and straight through to the 9th of August. 19 performances, but it's absolutely professional.
So if someone, say, is performing their local amateur dramatic society, would they be considered?
If they've got the talent, you know, because one of the points of this is to prove that we are as good, if not better, than, you know, the West End performers, that we can put on a production in Ireland that's equal to, if not better. So it's all about talent. You know, it's all about if you've got the talent, if you know, because Paul Mescal started in Phantom of the Opera in Maynooth. You know, he performed amateur, you know, so...
And that was an amateur music society,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
He was only 16.
He was only 16. So absolutely, it's open to anybody.
So A Little Shop of Horrors, okay? Yeah. I just before we came on live, it's one of my favourite movies. Mm. It's one of my favourite stage shows because it's kind of avant-garde in its own way. It's kind of
mad.
So if anybody hasn't seen it, tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, it's really hard to describe.
It really is, isn't it?
First of all, it's a brilliant musical. It's written by Alan Menken and Harold Ashman, who went on to write Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid and Aladdin.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, therefore, you've got credentials there. The songs are amazing. Basically...
What's the big song people would know?
There's so many. Suddenly Seymour, Somewhere That's Green,
yeah.
Skid Row,
wow.
Dentist.
Oh, yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
But basically, it's about a plant that arrives in a shop and the plant is not all that it seems.
Yes.
And it turns into a man-eating, ravaging plant in Skid Row.
Okay.
In New York, yes, in the 60s.
Right. So, okay. Is the plant? Can you audition for the plant?
Oh, yes, you can, because the plant actually has got some big numbers.
Yes.
There's actually a plant, but there's somebody singing behind it.
People make it went global when the movie was made some years ago as well. I remember seeing I saw the movie before I saw the stage show. So what are the other roles people can go for? Because you're auditioning for Audrey and Seymour, the two main leads.
Yeah, the two.
This is really interesting. It's not just for the cast. It's not just for the ensemble. It's for the actual leads.
It's for the actual leads. So there's Audrey and Seymour. There is Mr. Mushnik. There is the dentist. And there is what we call the runettes or street urchins.
Yeah.
Three characters, and you know, and also the ensemble, because it's going to be a cast of 17, so we need dancers, we need chorus, we need everything.
Are you producing it yourself?
Myself and Claire Tighe from Theatre Works are producing it. An all-Irish creative team, David, our great musical director, Marie Kearns, our set director. We've got all brilliant Irish talent behind it.
And so will you be like Simon Cowell now? You want to say, don't be delusional, dear. Get out.
Do I look like that? Well, do I sound like that type of person,
I think you'd be very direct.
In the nicest possible way.
Don't stop deluding yourself. So it's not just for young people, though, at all, right? So it's all ages.
Oh, it's all ages, because Mr. Mishnick, the owner of the flower shop, can be between 50 and 70. So Seymour and Audrey could be 30 to 40. So it's definitely open to all ages.
I have a feeling now there's going to be a scramble for this. I really do. I might go for myself.
How's your singing?
Brutal, so I won't not. I was first off Celebrity Eurostar 15 years ago. Last year we spoke to Sarah O'Connor, who played Glinda in Wicked, who's amazing. And she was talking about how she protects her voice with exercise and warm-ups and all that. Will you be showing people how to do that?
Well, see, Sarah, the brilliant Sarah, she has to do that 300 shows per year.
Wow, yeah.
So this is only 19 performances. We'll do a little bit of vocal work, but because it's only 19 performances, it's not going to be, you know, it's not, you're not going to, but you will have to look after your voice, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And we'll give you whatever training is needed to get you through 19 performances.
So there's a big amateur dramatic scene in the country, and you had you had one in your village, didn't you?
Yes,
that's Michael, the producer, who went. It's from the same village. Ireland is so funny.
I grew up Bardic Theatre Group, Donald Moore, County Tyrone. Big shout out, still going very, very strong.
Yeah,
brilliant. Yeah, because I was in Oliver, one of the.
So was I.
I was really badly cast in that because I was meant to be malnourished.
Okay,
I've never been malnourished. Ever.
Okay.
But they were stuck.
But there's about over 300 amateur musical societies around the country. That's a lot. I didn't realise
there
that many.
There's a real culture of it, and it's wonderful. But it brings communities together, brings people together. It's about, not everybody has to be singing and dancing. You can be backstage. It's just a wonderful community thing.
So how can people apply? Give us the nuts and bolts of this.
Little Shop Casting at borgoshenergytheatre.ie.
So Little Shop Casting at BGE Theatre.
BGEtheatre.ie,
yeah. And what do they do?
20-second self-tape audition. Let us hear you sing.
A 20-second, just 20 seconds.
Let's just 20 seconds.
On your phone.
On your phone. We want to hear you sing. Show us your voice. Show us your personality. Show us that you can be the character.
And that is up till the 10th of January?
10th of January, next Friday. So you've only got 1 week left.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Wow, okay. You're going to get loads and loads of entries. You're going to set yourself up. So what's going on in the theatre now?
Well, we've got Mary Poppins at the moment. The wonderful Mary Poppins is finishing next week. And then we go with lots of great shows coming this year. We've got Doctor Strangelove with Steve Coogan.
Amazing.
He's just coming, doing it in the West End and in Dublin.
Wow, amazing.
That's it, nowhere else. Hope maybe New York, but West End, Dublin. We've got the brilliant Anne Juliet with all the songs of Max Martin, who wrote for Pink, Backstreet Boys, Sia, brilliant musical. Moulin Rouge is coming next Christmas.
So you're flying it, aren't you?
We're flying it. We're laughing it.
I love it. I love the theatre. It's you've really carved out your corner in the city now. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, and all down to your hard work and your team's hard work. So thank you for coming in. Just one more, Little Shop Casting at bgetheatre.ie. Get your 20-second singing tape on your phone and email it before the 10th of January.
That's all. And no
preference on songs or anything like that?
No, just don't sing the songs from Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, because I'd be up there now in the bedroom.
Let us hear you sing something else.
Okay, listen, Stephen Falloon, it's always a pleasure. Gentleman of Borgosh Energy Theatre. I'm dying to see how it goes. I'm definitely going to come to open night and I will be judging very hard. Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year, Brendan.
Let's take a quick break.
Email oliver@rte.ie.